Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group flagship station in Tampa, Florida, and our Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout goes out to our active duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what they're doing, how they're doing it, or why they're doing it, thank you for keeping America moving along. Now, remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Yes, we're still going to stay there. Or you can follow us on Parler, at The Captain's America. Or we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. Or we're on MeWe, The Captain's America. Now, don't forget to check out our all-new website, too, by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And we're going to be adding the hookups and connections in there on the website over the weekend, probably not till Sunday, for Parler and MeWe. So you can have that in there, too, as another way to connect to us. So you'll have that in there. And, again, people are saying, well, how do I get the Parler? It's not on Google. It's not on the Apple Play Store. Here's how you get it. It's very simple. You go to Parler.com, P-A-R-L-E-R, Parler.com, boom. You got the app and you're ready to go. Okay, hour number two with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Kyle, you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize the words under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to start this hour with the unfortunate circumstance again. The police officer, the Capitol police officer that died, a Gulf War veteran, Brian Sicknick. He died of injuries when he was smashed with a fire extinguisher by one of the people that busted their way in. Now, here's the deal, folks. This has now become a murder investigation. And anybody, and I'm going to address anybody that was around that police officer when that was done, or anybody that didn't immediately stop and try to render assistance to the police officer. You can be held as accessories. You can be charged. So whoever that is that struck that police officer, and I'm sure they have pictures of it, unless the guy was all masked up or something like that, who knows, you better come forward before they come knocking on your door. And this is serious stuff. When a police officer gets killed, this is serious stuff. There was no reason for this to happen. And somebody acted totally out of context, because my thoughts and my prayers, and I know yours are too, Kyle, are with the family, the fellow officers of the U.S. Capitol Police Department, of Officer Brian Sicknick, and all those that serve and wear the badge, Brothers of the Blue. We cry and we grieve right along with you. This never, ever, never should have happened.
No, it shouldn't have, Captain. I can't imagine for one human being in this context to pick up a fire extinguisher and bash a police officer in the head with it. This is completely horrible. There's just no words to describe. You know, and so again, you're right. Anybody who stood by and did nothing, you know, they're culpable in this.
Yeah. Now, the president tweeted from his official at POTS, at POTUS account from Twitter before they banned him, the permanent ban from Twitter. He condemned the company's censorship, signaling that he intends to move to a new social network, which he already did. He's over at Parler, or build a replacement. Well, that leads me to this discussion, and we've had this before. Trump has maintained his grassroots supports for years. He's got millions of followers. I don't know what the exact amount is, but it was in the millions, and that millions of people are going to wind up following him over to Parler now that they know he's over there. And that's why the website was down so much last night. And the Trump brand could be a project that would instantly be a success, and for many of the people that abhor and can't stand Donald Trump, it would be unique because they want him gone. They want him removed and never to be found again. Now, by the way, this impeachment, articles of impeachment that's going to the House of Representatives on Monday or Tuesday, Mitch McConnell just told the House that the Senate couldn't even consider them until January the 19th, which means, guess what, Kyle?
What's that?
January the 20th. You have a new president, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, I do think the Democrats are sort of, again, showing that they're not really even interested in trying to get past any of these kinds of things, and they just want to go out in a blaze of glory.
This is the Speaker of the House, Junior, AOC, and her people trying to push this through, and Nancy's just sitting back letting it do whatever. I'm telling you, it does the country no good. None whatsoever. Lindsey Graham called upon, I heard him do an interview last night, I think it was on Fox, I heard him do an interview, and he called on President-elect Joe Biden to call Nancy and say, stop this, we don't need this, just let it lie, and everything will work its way out, and that'll be the end of it. But the AOC and company, they think that this will destroy Donald Trump, and he won't be able to run for office ever again. I don't think he ever will run for office again. Why would he want to put himself through this a second time?
No, I agree. I don't think that he would. But really, Captain, I think what some of these Democrat operatives are doing here is they're simply trying to create the worst possible, you know, crush down of anything Trump. Because I think that they are concerned that people are not giving up on the idea of Trumpism. I mean, look at the Rasmussen poll that just came out. His popularity actually has gone up.
That's right. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to apply and get involved, the number is 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. Oh, by the way, one of the leaders in the articles of impeachment is that little short guy out of Rhode Island, Sicilian. He needs to take a long walk off a short pier somewhere. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. It proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. You've heard me talk about them before. You've heard Kyle also mention about them before. Now, in the times that we're living in, folks, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them, I sent you. Tell them the captain sent you. You get that $100. Now, they handle the insurance claim. They come to your home or office to do the job. You also get a lifetime warranty and that $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time they finish the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, and Ocala, and other surrounding areas all the way over to Daytona Beach, make sure that you check them out by giving them a call, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to get that $100 dropped right in your palm of your hand. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There you go. Right on cue, right on target. All right. Well, Steve is talking about some stuff there. And I just mentioned something. You know, if they were able to get the president out of office before the 20th, it would eliminate his opportunity to levy more pardons as well as possibly declassify some stuff, too. And I think they're scared to death about what he might declassify.
Yes, I think you're exactly right. And obviously, you know, there's still 2 weeks to go, and I don't think they'd be coming quite as hard at President Trump. I mean, they're doing it under the idea that, you know, you can't have any more tweets or he incited this or that. And I think that's what they're trying to do. But I do think that they're afraid of what the president is capable of politically in those 2 weeks, because that's a long time.
Instead of talking about election reform, which we all need, all know this country needs, especially in the battleground states where they had the problems, we know that election reform's got to be the number one priority. They're instead of talking about the inexcusable, and I said inexcusable, and deadly violence at the U.S. Capitol that's being used by the left to as a crutch to suppress all of the conservative and other principled opposition on things like Facebook and Twitter and whatever. And the leftists at big tech, of course, what they're doing, banning the conservatives for even talking about election fraud. Have you seen that? That's out there, too.
Oh, that's exactly right. And so, again, Captain, you know, one of the things that we pride ourselves on in this country is to be able to make decisions.
Freedom of speech.
Yeah, freedom of speech, and to be able to make decisions. You know, people can put out wild theories about anything. We get to decide what we want to believe, not somebody else should decide if you even hear it.
And remember something, folks. Everybody that's on Facebook, everybody that's on Twitter, everybody that has Google, you sign an agreement to abide by whatever their rules and regulations are, and most of you don't even read that. I got to admit, I didn't read it either. I went back and read it, and the things that you agree to do, you would be shocked. Shocked.
Well, that's right, yeah. It's an old sort of internet online joke that nobody reads those things. In fact, I think South Park did a very funny episode years ago about the fact that nobody reads the membership agreement or the usage agreement. Yeah.
Now, the president revealed that he's not going to be going to Joe Biden's inauguration. We kind of knew that to begin with, didn't we?
Well, yeah. I think that was going to in the cards all along.
But in the meantime, the vice president was personally invited by Biden. I heard him do it yesterday in his press conference.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm. So that's fine. I mean, that's no big deal. But Mike Pence has done too in politics.
I think so. Only because, again, you know, he made an argument for what he was being asked to do or what people thought he could do under the Constitution.
That's right.
He also made an argument. We understand about the Electoral Count Act of 1877. Would it be decided a different way under the Supreme Court? We don't know.
And even though, we don't. And here's the problem. Even though we saw what we saw, we heard what we heard, we read what we read, okay? Not one court, not one judge, not one state legislature did what they could have done, including the Supreme Court. So here we are, stuck with what we got, and that's the way it is, like it or not.
Well, that's right. And I would add to this, Captain, let's just say that the Electoral Count Act of 1887, as you mentioned Rudy Giuliani earlier, he's out there saying, well, it's completely unconstitutional. But here's the thing, Captain. Would the founders have placed in one person, namely the vice president in the role of president as the Senate, to be able to pick the president of the United States? I don't know that it will pass constitutional muster to say that. But, again, we'll never know at this point because it likely will never be argued in that way.
No, and we've also had the term reset, that they're doing this reset thing. And the reset, Ed just chimed in on the official Captain's America Third Watch group. He said, the reset is way bigger than all of us conditioning to socialist society. Things will be happening so quickly, it'll make our heads spin. We must be anchored in our faith and our prayers. It's a great attack on our moral fiber as we watch houses of worship being controlled by the world order, trying to conform us into divine intervention. We need to stay united. Well, duh. And that's what we're doing here on this show, is giving people an opportunity to not only vet, we're not going to promote anything other than standing up for America. And guess what? When you stand up for America, you got to be involved in the challenge that's being presented to us by the progressive left, liberal socialists, communists, we'll call them for the sake of discussion. But you got to get involved. You got to get in the mix, whether you want to or not. And by getting in the mix, if you're a Republican, you join the Republican Executive Committee. You join one of these little local Republican clubs that they've got around, and they're everywhere. You can find them. They're real simple to find. They're easy. And then after you do that, if you're an independent or libertarian or whatnot. You don't have a means by which you can communicate other than just a few libertarians here, which they don't have the size or the poll that the big parties do. Here's what you do. You go to a Tea Party group. For example, the biggest Tea Party in the area, you heard me talk about them, I've been involved with them for years, is Tea Party Manatee down in Bradenton. Go to their meetings. They meet every Tuesday night. Every week they meet. Every week. Or the third Tuesday of the month, not this month, but starting next month again, the Tampa Bay Trump Club. Now, that may change its name. I don't know. We'll see. And then you've got Tea Party Americans that I just fired back up again. Join that group. That's a way where like-minded people can get in there and discuss things back and forth about meeting and greeting and this, that, and the other. And again, getting out there waving American flags is not a bad idea here and there and everywhere, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And I will say this, too. I mean, the ideals of America, Captain, you know, are very powerful. And you have some that come along to say, no, America's never been great. It's broken. It's bad. Same old thing we've been hearing for many years in politics. But yet the American people know, the people across the highways and byways, they know that this is inherently a good country with good people, and that's what we're talking about.
And then you get together and you meet. You have coffee if you want to have coffee in the morning, that sort of stuff. Of course, wait, if you want me to be around, you got to wait till noontime. You have lunches, you know, have lunch with the captain. That's why we do that. We bring like-minded people together, and we sit there, and we talk about all sorts of stuff. It's not just about politics. It could be some military stuff. It could be the sports, whatever. But you get together, you have the camaraderie, you have the like-minded people together. That's what you do. And maybe you got 3, 4, 5 people, becomes 10 people, becomes 20, becomes 40, 50, 100, and so on. And that's what happens.
Well, exactly right. And again, all this transcends, by the way, any presidency, because politicians will come and go, but the ideals and upholding American values, that remains.
Now, I just got a reminder from Ruby over in San Antonio, Texas, who said it's not snowing yet, but it's cold enough to. She says, don't forget about Dominion voting systems either. They're very much in the middle of all this. And she said, Captain, did you hear that Sidney Powell was sued for defamation following the election fraud claim she made against Dominion voting machines? Oh, yeah, she's not the only one, but yeah, I heard it.
Well, right. I mean, to some degree, you know, she's probably saying, don't throw me in the briar patch, because she would love to get into a court of law and tell everything she's found out from, you know, from her side about what's going on with the voting machines.
And you know that she will do that if she winds up going to court for a defamation suit.
That's exactly right. And again, the whole point here is that because of these very serious allegations and eyewitness testimony, affidavits, et cetera, it behooves us to have something be checked out so that people can know, was it good or was it bad?
And out there in your great state of California, remember we got the port in Long Beach?
Yep.
Chinese imports are flooding the California ports. That is, U.S. trade deficit now hits a 14-year high with all the products coming in from China.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, exactly.
Yep, I thought we were over that, but apparently not. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back. And when we come back, we've got an Edwards Notebook queued up we're going to play here for you from Mr. Ron Edwards. So don't go anywhere. Kyle and I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Congress could move on articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump as soon as next week, said a Majority Leader Mitch McConnell sent a memo to Senate Republicans late Friday outlining a possible timeline. Without unanimous consent to bring the Senate back from recess, the soonest the Senate could receive articles of impeachment from the House would be January 19th, the day before the inauguration of President-elect Biden. In a tweet that was only up momentarily before it was deleted by Twitter, President Donald Trump on the official government account said he and his supporters would look into building their own social media platform. The president's account was deleted by Twitter on Friday after a 12-hour ban issued Thursday and a warning against further violating their rules. Google is suspending the alternative social media platform Parler from being downloaded from its Play Store, citing lax rules on content moderation. The app, largely popular among conservatives. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Has doubled the growth in the greatest economy in all of human history. And you know what our Democratic friends have done for him? Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. Any disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
All righty. Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana. By the way, it sucks to be that dumb. They're doing it again. That's how dumb they are. They didn't learn the first time. They're going to do it again and divide the country even more. Well, we just want to unite the country. No, you don't. No, you don't. All right. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Fair and Fair. And here is more about them. The injury law experts at Fair and Fair measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Fair and Fair has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Fair and Fair will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit fairandfair.com. And don't forget, they've got a 24/7 phone number. They're there right now if you want to call them and see if you've got a case or not. The number is 877-245-6707. That phone number again is 877-245-6707. Give them a call and see whether or not you have a case. All right. Now it's time for the Edwards Notebook.
Prepare for launch in 3, 2, 1.
Most Americans would agree the year 2020 was a very difficult one. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, we Americans experienced the least deadly but most politically motivated pandemic of our lives. Never before has there been a scandemic where over 90% of those testing positive recovered with minimal suffering. But yet, many state and local government officials used as a leftist-motivated weapon to shut down small businesses in order to inflict irreparable harm to the vast middle class because of a demented deep state mission to control and depopulate those elites they have deemed as undesirable. Just as insulting as the brutish efforts of California Governor Newsom's bigoted war against churches and synagogues, such actions by leftist Democrats and rhinos have made an easy-to-overcome annoyance into a politically motivated difficulty that could have been having devastating consequences. We the people must rise to the occasion and overrule that madness via providential guidance. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the Ron Edwards American Experience on...
Alrighty, theronedwards.com is where you go. Theronedwards.com to find out more about him. And I'm going to bring Kyle back into the mix. Kyle, we lost the epitome of what baseball should have been about, and that's Tommy Lasorda, died at 93. He's obviously reported to the great Dodger in the sky.
Yes, yeah, what a very sad news about Tommy Lasorda, but I have great memories of watching Tommy Lasorda coach the Dodgers. He also became a very successful commercial pitch man, as it were, and also this captain, Tommy Lasorda, in the year 2000,
yeah,
at the age of 72,
yeah,
coached the U.S. Olympic baseball team,
yeah,
to victory over the Cuban team.
I remember it.
Yeah.
I remember it. And we had one of the pitchers on the Cuban team that year that defected and came over and wound up going with the, I think he went with the Miami Marlins. I'm trying to remember what his name was, but it doesn't really matter. But anyway, he came over from there. We know that 3 days before the supporters of President Donald Trump arrived in Washington, D.C., that the Pentagon asked the U.S. Capitol Police if it needed National Guard manpower. And they said no. And then as the protesters headed towards the Capitol, Justice Department leaders reached out to offer up FBI agents, and the police turned them down again, second time. And this is something that's not being said enough. Again, why couldn't they defend the Capitol with the police officers that we know they have, 2,300, that would have been a substantial more force than what they had there? And the way they had it logistically set up, it was doomed for failure because of where they had the D.C. police on the other side of where the demonstration was, where they had to come through the demonstrators to get to the Capitol to try to do anything at all. And that was asinine. Now, we talked about the back door, the back entrance, the back parking lots, and this, that, and the other. There was very little police presence back there. Very little.
Yes, that's exactly right. And you know, Captain, this brings up a very chilling ideas. I mean, my goodness, that there should simply have not been the ability for people to get that close to the Capitol,
nope,
during the joint session of Congress, you just shudder to think what could have also gone on that day. So again, people are asking these very legitimate questions. How did this occur, and why wasn't there enough pre-planning for any? If you have a demonstration where 100,000 people might show up, I think you've got to have a real plan. You can't wing that kind of thing.
Well, that's true. And in lieu of everything that's transpired in Washington, D.C., and all the attention that's been put on Donald Trump, have you heard about Israel?
What's that?
Israel launched airstrikes in Syria, they launched airstrikes to attack the Iranian and Hezbollah missile militia bases that were there. Both of the targeted areas had been used as Iranian bases in Syria, as well as Iranian proxy militias, including Hezbollah. And they went in there to take out some of the missiles they've got, some of the manpower they've got, and they're, you know, kudos to Israel, because they saw an opportunity to do something to make things safer for them, and they did it.
Well, and this has been Israel's modus operandi for a long, long time. And also the situation, it's hard sometimes to really get a perspective on that from where we live here in the United States. But in terms of the proximities involved in the Middle East, Israel a lot of times has to do something because, as you said, they have to protect themselves. It's very close quarters, comparatively speaking.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, the other thing is, we're learning about, let's see here, we're learning about the economic problems that we may have coming along. The thing right now that I need to remind everybody about is Rasmussen Reports Economic Index dropped 3 points this month, the second consecutive monthly decline since Joe Biden was elected president. The people's confidence in the economy is not as high as it was. The index fell to 111.5 from 114.5 in December, continuing to decline from the 126.4 that it was at just before Election Day. There's a climate of public concern right now about the new lockdowns, the COVID-19 pandemic, and all these taxes that are coming.
Well, exactly right. And what's going to happen, Captain, is that businesses and individuals are going to say to themselves, I don't think I'm going to buy that big ticket item right now. I'm going to hold on to my money. Businesses are going to say, I don't think we're going to expand right now. We're going to hold on to our money, only because they don't know what is going to come down the pike from the Biden machine. And it's just a natural reaction. But unfortunately, having any kind of real recovery out of the lockdowns and the COVID nightmare is going to be very, very difficult, because we're not going to come in back into a Trump-style economy, let's say, or what was happening before COVID. We're going to come into a Biden economy. And the focus is now going to be off of getting people to be successful, that the rising tide lifts all boats. It's going to be government-focused, and that's not going to be good for the economy.
And I have a direct message here from Kurt in Phoenix. Kurt is saying, no president in history has ever been able to dominate the media, social media, culture more than Donald J. Trump. He is not going anywhere. Well, I agree. He'll still be in the news somewhere, even if he owns the news network.
Well, right. Well, this is going to be a very interesting time to see post-Trump presidency, because, again, ideas are out there. Communication will be out there. And it's going to be fireworks doesn't describe
yeah.
anything.
Yeah, and let me just, before we have to go to the break here, let me just point out to everybody that when you sign the agreement for Twitter, for Facebook, for Google, and all that, you better read the bottom line and see what's in there, because they can do whatever in the hell they want to do. You've agreed to allow them to do it. And guess what? If they're going to be that way, then guess they need to be regulated. They need to be regulated, because they're taking it upon themselves to be the almighty God with what gets said and not said. That takes away your freedom of speech, and that needs to be regulated.
Exactly right. If they become publishers, they need to be regulated.
That's right. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We'll let you know where the weather problems are at, and there's a few of them out there tonight. There's going to be a lot more over the weekend. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Note.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you doing that. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big old hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. The Truckers Highway Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Pull on in there. Find out why they're the number one truck stop chain in the country. Tell them the captain sent you. You get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee on the third watch. Alrighty, here we go.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some hell will find your brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got to run the way. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and they're here in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back.
Smokey and the Bandit. And, of course, there's Frog in the front seat, and Fred's in the front seat up there with old Snowman. And the Bandit, well, he's moving along. And, Kyle, who's trailing everybody?
Well, Buford P. Justice.
Buford P. Yeah. Justice. Hey, you skim bums. Oh, that was a movie, a series of movies, I might add. All right, well, I'm going to read this. We got a winter storm, folks, that's coming out of the what we call the four corners there, Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, and Oklahoma, and it's going to be working its way across I-40. Pretty much to the east, I-20 and I-10, too, is right now. And a low-pressure system that's associated with this is going to spread snow across New Mexico and Texas late Saturday into Sunday. And by then, it'll be moving further east, some of which could be heavy and cause hazardous travel conditions, too. Rain and high-elevation snow will persist in the Pacific Northwest as a elevated fire weather threat is expected in the desert southwest. And, Kyle, take it away. What's going on out west?
Well, Captain, tonight we do have a lake wind advisory. This is going to be in the Needles area coming across I-40 in California. Extends all the way up through Henderson, Nevada, and that, of course, is near Las Vegas. We also have a wind advisory in the San Bernardino area, also in the Santa Clarita area. If you're coming up the I-5 in California, this will extend all the way up through Santa Barbara. Dense fog throughout the Central Valley again from Bakersfield to Sacramento in California. Also, dense fog along Interstate 5 in Oregon if you're in the Eugene, Salem, or Portland area. And once again, you guessed it, dense fog, Captain, this time in northern Montana covering almost the entire northern part of the state and also reaching through Great Falls, also through Bozeman. And looks like, well, maybe skirting the Helena area there. But if you're coming across I-90, then you want to be very, very careful of that. Down in Colorado, down the I-25 corridor, winter weather advisory from Pueblo on down into northern New Mexico, where we have a winter storm warning. This is going to be in the Santa Fe area. Also, if you're coming out of Albuquerque on I-40, you still got a winter weather advisory if you're heading east, and winter storm watch through the area of Clovis as well, down the south, about as south, far south as Lovington in New Mexico tonight, Captain.
Well, I'll tell you what. I didn't have to guess about the dense fog because all you got to do is go back over there to Interstate 29 north-south all the way from Minot, North Dakota, on down to Fargo, on down into, down into South Dakota, almost all the way to Iowa, and the western part, the western half, and right around the Twin Cities south, dense fog there, Moorhead, Minnesota up in there, dense fog up that away, and it's just barely into Iowa right now. It looks like it's spreading. Looks like the dense fog is spreading right now. And then going on down to I-40, as I told you, if you're coming out of Albuquerque and you climb up out of Albuquerque in the Four Corners section there, what we call the Four Corners, Colorado, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas, you're going to be in a winter storm warning, winter driving conditions all the way to Amarillo. That is moving to the east. Now, the snow out of Amarillo goes down to Lubbock, and then it changes to rain down on towards Pecos, and then there is a winter storm watch over towards San Antonio, over into Dallas, Fort Worth, and down in unsettled weather conditions down around Fort Stockton as well. That system is all going to move to the east. It's all going to move to the east over the weekend. Now, there is another system which is working its way out over there in the middle Atlantic states. We do have some winter weather tonight in the mountains of North Carolina, South Carolina, and eastern Tennessee, along there in the Ozarks, and that is snowing in there right now, and we do have the possibility of some winter weather as well in the western part of Virginia and the southeastern corner of Kentucky, over through Tennessee to almost Nashville in the higher elevations, and South Carolina up in the mountains of South Carolina, especially if you're going up 85, you might have a little problem there, and 77 coming out of Charlotte going up towards Worthville, Virginia, be advised there may be some weather there. Now, we got in Florida tonight a freeze warning all the way from pretty much follow I-75 down to Gainesville. And then down here to my northern counties, just north of where I'm at in the Tampa Bay area, we have a frost warning. And we also have some gale winds up along the east coast still from the Chesapeake Bay on down to about the about Wilmington, North Carolina, and that's pulling away. And we do have some rain advisories up in New Hampshire and the western part of Maine tonight for what could be some possible flooding as well as rain showers up in there. Remember, they've had snow, so if you're going to get rain, guess what it's going to do, Kyle? Flood.
Yep, exactly right.
All right, and tell us how to hear your show.
Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com and find me on Parler at Kyle Warren Show.
Yes, sir. We'll see you on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, of course, we're going to talk about Parler. We're going to talk about the president's tweeting account and all that good stuff. And here we go with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So, Tucker Carlson was reading along, reading a tweet about the president, and all of a sudden the tweet was taken off Twitter. But the thing of it is I was sitting there watching what happened when the president brought all his accounts over to Parler, because I was posting some stuff on Parler. The website crashed because of all the people that went over there when he told me he was going to go over there, and they got wind of it, and they followed him over there. Several million people last night joined Parler.
Parler, around 5 o'clock, started to get overwhelmed.
I know.
And it got overwhelmed because the first of the matter of Apple and their threat began around 4 o'clock.
Yep.
So they were getting network errors because what was happening was people were trying to download the app as fast as they could.
Yep.
Before Apple took it off the App Store. And it took probably about 4 or 5 hours for the network to regain some stability.
Yep.
It wasn't because of Trump. It was because it was going on much earlier in the day.
Well, guess who just now, and I just went over to Parler to see who was joining as a result. Rush Limbaugh's over there. Mike Pompeo's over there. All of the Trump accounts, all of them, came over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really neat. Neat stuff.
Well, I will say this. Go slow, because one of the top officers of Parler had said, we're going to, because Apple, I think, had given them 24 hours.
Yeah.
And I have said that I really believe here at this point that Parler and any of the other ones, and there's several others that are growing out there, like MeWe and so forth, really ought to be hosted offshore. They ought to be hosted someplace in Europe, because interestingly enough, that Europe's laws, internet laws, are much more solid and protective of the user than
That's
they
right.
are here in the United States. They don't have anything like Section 230. And European countries have sued social media very often, and successfully so. So they should really post them offshore.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We're going to talk about a lot of different things here, especially the impeachment and what happens there. And it's just a waste of time, because we've already heard from Mitch McConnell that they can't even get to it till the 19th of January. Well, let me see what happens on the 20th. Oh, boy, can't do it. So why do it at all? Right? Right. Well, we will tell you why. We think we know, and we'll tell you why, and we'll tell you what you can do. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.